Programs still to identities.
Yes, workshop three, the topic of workshop three was cultural identities, citizens and cultural encounters. And the question from which we started was whether cultural aspects and which ones are important for local identity. How can they be identified? Which influence do they have for planning as a discipline? And we discussed about a lot of different examples from throughout Europe, from the Netherlands. It was Rotterdam, Enschede, and Almere, from Belgium, Antwerp, then from Germany, the social city, Denmark, Copenhagen, and from Spain, Barcelona. And I would like to stress some points in common coming out of the discussion, despite of the very heterogeneous examples. One point of the discussion was, or one point in common was, that we have to manage the social system of the city to guarantee equal living conditions for everybody. The question of the monocultural versus the multicultural city, we said so in our discussion, can be considered an academic question. We have to deal with a city with a kaleidoscope of and a variety of very different demands. The German case of Social Town, the Social Town program, which has already been illustrated in the keynote, emphasizes how to tackle social problems and social polarization in neighborhoods by cooperation and establishing, for instance, socially mixed quarters. The shrinking city, as Bernd Hunger remarked, in Eastern Germany, for instance, means to deal within a dimension of 1 million of empty flats from a total stock of 7 million. What we heard then more in detail from the Rotterdam neighborhood, Nord van der Rotte, is a problem known in many parts of Europe, how to handle immigration to the inner city, 19th century structure with high housing density combined with few public green areas and a low participation level within the population. The example showed how to increase opportunities for residents and entrepreneurs, combining this approach with an approach for the social problems. Culture, in this context, is seen as the basis condition for urban regeneration in multicultural areas of the inner cities. So the integration aspect that was stressed in our discussion in social, economic and physical projects is culture, if you consider important not only the final product, but also the process. So the question we discussed is a very crucial one. Which balance between different cultures can be reached? How differentiated can shared values in a city be? We have to admit that there are conflicts between different value systems, that's what we discussed. There is a differentiation, and that you have to take into consideration and monitor the subcultures. You cannot simply integrate and mix them up into one multicultural society, which does not leave space for individuality. So what did we learn about these cultural identities, these multiple cultural identities of cultures in the cities? From the Antwerp case, we learned that culture can be seen as a chance for innovation, that culture is important to discover the unknown psychological traces in the city. This can be, in some cases, the reliance on historical identity, links to the past, as we heard and as it had been illustrated from Enschede and Barcelona, or the contrary, as in Almere, a new town where all inhabitants, as it was said, are newcomers, where there is more future than past, and where the lack of history has led to a kind of solidarity, a pioneering spirit, and commitment to innovation. From Copenhagen, with an example from a neighborhood with very intense participation in the process, we learned how important partnership is and that it is better to participate than being a spectator. So we heard about a wide range of possibilities and opportunities that have to be offered, combining physical, or public space projects with a social program. But at the end, and that was our final discussion, we talked about what this could mean for us as planners, for our discipline, which are the new skills demanded to us, and the role of planners. So we do not only have to use our physical skills, technical skills we all have learned, but we have to integrate it much more for a long-term strategy for dealing with this new cultural identity, these new cultural identities in the city, where we need a new openness, which includes forms of, I can only speak for slogans, forms of dialogue, communication, participation, cooperation, and a democratic approach to the city, which means also that you have to use much more non-physical qualities like fantasy, creativity, and courage to experiment new solutions and not to remain in your traditional way of thinking. And of course you need responsibility and respect for the individuality in for the single groups that are making our cities now. And I would like to conclude just with one quotation I found before coming here from a book of Leonie Sandercock, which is called Cosmopolis, because she's talking about the shift from the metropolis, the rational city we all know, the functional city, to cosmopolis. And she says that one of the points of, at least that she says is that the ignorance about the future is not a solvable problem, not for us planners, not at all. It is rather an inescapable part of the human condition. That's what I wanted to add.
Thank you very much. Thank you.